Welcome back to the Total Theater Tony Special here on this Saturday, the day before the Tony Awards, and we'll be talking right now with the president of another organization that gives awards for theatrical excellence, both on and off Broadway. It's the Outer Critics Circle. The guest I'll be talking with, Simon Saltzman, is also a theater critic and writer for US One Newspapers and CurtainUp.com. He's an old good friend of mine, and if he were here or I were there, we would be co-hosting the show together, but because he's all the way in New Jersey at the moment, and I'm in Colorado, we can only do this by phone and only do it with the wonderful Simon Saltzman. Hello, Simon. How are you?
I'm just great, David. How are you?
I'm wonderful. And how did you like the season, the theater season in general?
In general, I thought it was a superb season, especially for plays, new plays off Broadway, and we had quite a few new plays make it to Broadway. Birthed, as you know, off Broadway. Now there's we've gotten away from the trend of the out-of-town tryout coming into New York. That's been over for many, many years. But plays begin off Broadway, and then, depending on the reviews, move to Broadway. You know, we have quite a few that make that move successfully. So that's wonderful. We nurture the plays right here in the city, and then prosper them. You know, hopefully.
Well, yeah, okay. I mean, I think that's been going on for a while, and also what I've mentioned is we're getting this weird new thing of Broadway shows that aren't getting the audiences that they once did, so they close, but instead of going away, they just move to off-Broadway. So we had that with Avenue Q, and we had that with Million Dollar Quartet, and I'll bet we'll be seeing that with
right,
other
what was
shows.
That one theater complex, 50th Street.
New World Stages,
you know,
yeah.
That seems to be a home for these extended runs of Broadway shows. You know, they can't fill, a 1,500-seat theater, but they can fill a 300-seat theater, so it's beautiful.
Anyway, we've got to
exactly.
get to the categories that Simon Saltzman will be talking about this year's Tony Awards. And I asked him to cover the featured actor roles in a musical for actor and actress. And so, let us begin with featured actor in a musical. I'll give you the nominees in the category. Philip Boykin, who plays Crown in The Gershwin's Porgy and Bess. Michael Cerveris as Perron in Evita. David Alan Greer, also in Porgy and Bess. Michael McGrath, Nice Work If You Can Get It. And Josh Young in the revival of Jesus Christ Superstar. Simon Saltzman, your thoughts.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Let's start with Philip Boykin. As you know, or you may not know, this is his Broadway debut. And it's a stirring and striking Broadway debut. He certainly dominates the stage when he's on. He's a big man. He's a big man with a big, big voice. Turns out that he's a wonderful, wonderful actor. He's playing the role of Crown, the meanie in the musical. But, boy, what a stunning, stunning Broadway debut it is. Now we'll go on to Michael Cerveris, who, as we all know, he never played a role that didn't end up dominating the show, and he's astonishing as ever as Perron in Evita. Mm. It isn't one of the most impressive roles he's ever played, but when he's on stage, he's dynamite. Moving on to David Alan Greer, he's wonderfully devilish as the drug-peddling Sporting Life, and despite the character's low-life antics, he's a showstopper. Everybody loves him. He's one of those actors that just comes on and, again, lights up a stage. I want to correct you with Michael McGraw.
Ooh,
I believe he pronounces it McGraw.
Ah, okay.
Even though it's spelled McGrath. What can I tell you? He's been correcting anybody that mentions it incorrectly. And I have to tell you, he steals the show away from Matthew Broderick. He's playing his, the stooge in that show, full of hilarious shenanigans. We're talking about Nice Work If You Can Get It, which I thought was a delightful, delightful show. He won the Outer Critics Circle Award for supporting actor in a musical, and he's just terrific. And moving on to Josh Young, he's playing Judas. Many of the critics, as you know, didn't actually get to see him because he was out ill, vocal problems for the press previews. I was just lucky. I was there one night that he was on It's amazing. I guess he got a nomination as a result of critics being invited back and back and back, and, you know, subsequently after the official opening. But I'll tell you one thing. He was the only performance worth a hoot and holler in this blaring high-tech revival of a show that's always unbearable. it's a revolting show.
Wow.
But I'm betting on McGrath.
McGraw. I gotta say,
no unpun intended, right?
I didn't see Nice Work If You Can Get It when I was in town, unfortunately. But I've seen Michael McGraw be hilarious in everything from Ain't Broadway Grand to Spamalot. He, you know, people think, oh, who is this guy? Where did he come from? He's been doing hilarious supporting Broadway roles for years and years. You think he'll grab it?
I think he's going to take it. I think for the minute he comes on stage, he's not only an audience favorite, but you just cannot help but admire. He really glows. We usually use that word, you know, when it comes to a female performer, but when he comes on stage, you can just see this aura around him, and he's magical on stage. He's great.
And you think that the Porgy and Bess duo will split the vote for the Tonys?
I think so. I wish they were giving, you know, an award for a Broadway newcomer like OCC does on occasion. I'm sorry that we didn't do it this year. I was voted down. I don't know why. It's a category that I think is important. But he is making an impressive debut. But I think he will split the vote with David Alan Greer.
Our next category is performance by an actress in a featured role in a musical. The nominees are Elizabeth A. Davis for Once, Jane Houdyshell for Follies, Judy Kaye in Nice Work If You Can Get It, Jesse Mueller getting perhaps the only nomination of the whole night for On a Clear Day You Can See Forever, and then Daveen Joy Randolph, Ghost the Musical. Simon Saltzman, take it away.
Okay, I'm here. Starting with Elizabeth Davis, I guess she doesn't want to be called Betty Davis. but anyway, she was wonderful, as was everyone, in this very sweet and romantic musical that I guess has, you know, everybody knows that one very boring song from it, Falling Slowly, that has two or three notes in it, you know, that, you know, which one I'm talking about.
I like that song. Okay, anyway, yeah.
Okay, well, they sing those three notes rather cannily, to be sure. But I can't honestly say that she makes the kind of impression that will get her a Tony. And, yeah, watch me be wrong. We're going to go on to Jane Houdyshell. Now, she did for Follies what no one else in this very respectable, but I don't think very brilliant, revival did. And she gave a very well-known and marvelous song, Broadway Baby, a new and poignant and forever memorable life of its own. I mean, I've never saw the depth of that song until Jane sang it. It's still haunting because she brought such drama to it. I mean, it's often, you know, a kind of a razzmatazzy number, but she gave it a drama all its own, and she was brilliant at doing it. And it's too bad, you know, she has such a small role in that show. Anyway, but Judy Kaye, we're going to move on to now in Nice Work If You Can Get It. She also won the Outer Critics Circle Award in this category. It's a pricelessly funny performance. She's playing a suffragette, you know, in Nice Work. And what a voice, what a personality. She also sings, or cavorts, Hanging from a Chandelier. You know, she had to contend, you remember she had to contend with a chandelier years ago in Phantom of the Opera?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, what's this with her and chandeliers?
That's her specialty.
She played Carlotta. You recall that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But
it didn't turn
anyway,
me. Anyway.
Jesse Mueller in On a Clear Day You Can See Forever. I mean, she was a trooper, you know, in that, what do you call it, ridiculously conceived revival of On a Clear Day. I mean, nobody wants to remember this fiasco, and I'm afraid they're not going to really remember her, good as she was. Now, if you want to get a nomination these days, you just deliver about two or three 11 o'clock numbers anytime between 8 and 10:30, and Divine Joy Randolph does it in the Whoopi Goldberg role in the ghastly Ghost, the musical.
Yeah.
As much as I favor and adore Kaye and Houdyshell, I have a feeling that Divine is going to take it. I mean, she gives a dynamite performance, and it's also more than just a featured role. It's a major role. But, you know, I'm thinking about it while I'm talking to you, and I'm crazy about Hudershell, and I think I'm going to change my mind, and I think there's going to be some sentiment heading her way, you know, with the voters, and I'm going to change my mind, and it's going to be Hudershell.
Well, Simon Saltzman, you always bring something special to the party when we do our Tony Award specials. Last quick questions for you, because we've got to let you go and,
sure,
and move on with the show. But your picks for Best Play and Best Musical on Broadway this year. If you're looking at just the Tony nominees, Clybourne Park, Other Desert Cities, Peter and the Starcatcher, Venus and Fur, out of those?
I think it's going to be Clybourne Park. It's already won a Pulitzer Prize. It's topical. It's timely. It's a very clever, clever, you know, sociopolitical play. Other Desert Cities is less so, but quite a wonderful, wonderful piece of dramatic literature. I love that play. Starcatcher, that's a nominee?
Yes, it is, as is Venus and Fur.
I mean, it was beautifully directed, but it was an annoying theater piece to me.
For Best Musical, Leap of Faith, Newsies, Nice Work If You Can Get It, Once.
I think Once is going to win, but it certainly wasn't my favorite at all. And then going back to plays, you know, the biggest disappointment that The Lions wasn't nominated for Best Play. I mean, that really is a real slap at a terrific, terrific play. And I don't understand the reasoning, because it got some of the best reviews of the season. Linda Lavin, I think, is going to win the award for Best Actress. She should. She deserves it.
She's hysterical.
And
it's
why
true.
I was shocked when they didn't nominate it for Best Play. Newsies.
Yeah.
Has a really good chance. I loved it. As you know, it was produced right here at the Paper Mill Playhouse in New Jersey. I raved about it when it opened here. I don't think they expected it to be such a hit.
No, absolutely not.
And, of course, it's moved to Broadway, and it's doing sell-out business, and it's been extended a number of times. I think it's on an open-ended run now. I think Newsies is going to win.
Okay.
Changing my mind again. I like to change my mind.
But there's no contradiction in having Simon Saltzman as part of our Total Theater Tony show. Simon, I want to wish you best of luck in your writing and also in being president of the Outer Critics Circle. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, that's a blast, I have to tell you.
Well, great.
More on that later.
You got it. Thank you so much.
Good talking to you.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.